First Dog on the Moon is one of Australia's sharpest political cartoonists. Compassionate and searingly funny, he uses his platform to press hot-button issues such as refugee and Indigenous rights, climate change and animal welfare. His latest stage show, Surviving the Apocalypse with First Dog on the Moon, is a comedic look at doomsday prepping. The wise Leah Blankendale caught up with First Dog on the Moon at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. A warning, listeners are advised the following content contains a little bit of strong language.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming along this evening. Hello, patriots. And welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Living Through the Impending Apocalypse and How to Stay Nice.
Are we all doomed?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, there's things we could do about climate change and capitalism and terrible conditions that the vast majority of the world live in, but we're not doing those things. And we really clearly are running out of time. So, yeah, it's not a good outlook.
Now, you're probably wondering what a Walkley Award-winning political cartoonist is doing talking about survivalism. That's a good question. What do I know about living by my wits in the forest if, say, the Earth is invaded by giant peas from outer space, our cities destroyed?
You're really effective when you're not just being funny, but some of your writing is also just really beautiful. Is it hard to tread that line between comedy and social commentary?
Yes. No. That's an interesting question. Social commentary is funny. And I mean, basically, the plan I always start with is take the things that make me cross or that I have feelings about and then draw pictures about them or tell jokes about them. And it's, you know, it probably looks more complicated than it is. And sometimes it works. And sometimes it doesn't work.
Friends and family about, you know, how you're a prepper now, about how in your roof you've got stashed hermetically sealed buckets of freeze-dried savoury stroganoff in nitrogen-packed mylar pouches that will last 25 years.
If there was something, just one thing that you could change, what would it be?
One thing I could change, what would it be?
But also
I know it's not the answer to all of the problems, but I would change the way media operates in the West. Just because I work in the media and it shits me. Oh, sorry, I probably can't say that. It drives me bananas.
Being in Tasmania, is it easy to sort of get away from that? So you talk a lot about the impending apocalypse and what that means, and sort of being out of that metropolitan setting. Is it sort of easier to unwind?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we didn't move down there because of, you know, the looming apocalypse, but I mean, it doesn't hurt either. But we realised that's everyone who works at the First Dog on the Moon Institute. Basically, I work from home as a cartoonist. And that means home.
Yes, I do more. Yes, you can do more. All right. Thank you very much.
That's First Dog on the Moon, speaking with the wise Leah Blankendale. For more information about his show, visit the Adelaide Fringe Festival website.